When I asked Scott Kenyon for his reaction to the news that New Horizons had actually flown by Pluto, his answer wasn't that different from the loads of people I've chatted with, from scientists to educators to regular Janes and Joes.
Well, it's pretty exciting.
But as a senior scientist at the Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory in Cambridge, Kenyon, unlike most of us, really understands the fine details of what's going on. In fact, he and his partner's work helped the New Horizons team figure out the path for Tuesday's historic flyby.
They had several options, and I think that the numerical calculations that I do with Ben Bromley helped inform them exactly how they should go through the system.
Kenyon's work centers on the formation of planets, and the dwarf planet Pluto is unlike any other in the solar system. Like many of our planets, it has moons. But unlike the others, Pluto's largest moon doesn't simply revolve around it.
Pluto Charon is this binary planet. And so there's a point in between Pluto and Charon that they're both orbiting around every 6.4 days.
Now, we have some pretty refined theories about binary planet systems and how they form, but they're theories. Until now, we've not seen or measured a system like this up close.
At some point, they collided. And Charon skimmed the surface of Pluto, kicking up a bunch of debris, and in skimming the surface, it slowed down and became bound to Pluto.
Some of that debris, the theory goes, became Pluto's four other known moons. Kenyon runs complex mathematical models based on what we know about how Pluto's system formed. His prediction in a new paper: New Horizons will find even more moons.
100% of the time, we get more smaller ones. The typical number is 3 or 4, but it could be 0, but it could be as many as a dozen.
The models are a probability game with plenty of unknowns, and that's why Kenyon is so excited. Maybe New Horizons will catch a new moon on camera. Maybe not. But the data it collects will strengthen his models, as will the photos and analysis of the makeup of Pluto and its known moons. And even if it turns out its prediction is wrong, Kenyon says that one thing is for certain: we will unequivocally know more.
That kind of information, as it's honed by the mission team, will give us a lot of input into how Pluto formed, which in turn will, allow us to hone our theories of how all planets form.
How long Kenyon will need to wait is anyone's guess. New Horizons is already sending data back from its flyby, and it will continue to do so for the next 16 months. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.
It's like reaching for the moon. It's like reaching for the sun. It's like reaching for the stars. Reaching for you. It's